podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Appy episode 28 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. This time we watched Appmon episode 28, which is called Apply Drive Duo, Offmon Appears. What were
but
your favourite?
Offmon already appeared.
Yeah, he appeared, and we got like backstory, but he appeared and then he disappeared. What were your favourite moments in this episode? You can't say Offmon.
Offmon's really cute, okay.
He's so cute. He's like the best thing ever. I love him so much.
Okay, so the two things I even remember about this episode were the fight with Musclemon, which there was no fight. They just literally embarrassed him with the power level of the duo.
And then beat him up.
Which was super funny. That was ancillary to just embarrassing him to death. And he jumps up and is too short to grab the power meter thing out of the air. It's cute. And then obviously the reveal? The thing at the end
It's not so much a reveal because it's not explained. It's sort of like a thing.
He walks through the laser thing and his mom's like, well, I can read your thoughts. And he's like, haha, that's really funny. She's like, yeah, funny.
Yeah, and yeah, he walks through this barrier and it seems to like briefly turn him into the weird like red eye Eugene that we've seen before. And this was a really good part because it was something we didn't expect. Like, we expected the episode to end. Like, oh, it was lovely. We know his question, which, by the way, I totally called. It's really sweet. Is there anyone who you would give up your life to protect?
Is there a friend you'd give up your life to protect?
And I really love how each of them has their own little question. And I also love the way he got his Apply Drive, which is like, yeah, I was just kind of led to this sushi restaurant. Then I got like free sushi coupon on my phone. So I went in and then the Apply Drive duo showed up without wasabi.
Oh man, it's too bad.
Because it was Sabi Nuki.
The wasabi. I bet the wasabi one's much stronger though.
Yeah, it's a better looking Apply Drive. It's the Apply Drive wasabi. And then Offmon also came on the conveyor belt, and that's so cute, and I really liked that. But the fight was really good with Musclemon. Musclemon was really cute in the way that Musclemon kept on saying how cute his muscles were. Musclemon is one of my favorite Atmon now because I knew him before, and I was kind of like, he looks kind of like weird looking, but now that I know his personality and how he's doing all these push-ups and it went up by 1 point, he was very impressed. And then everyone else, you know, was able to power up by 1.5.
No, when he was really impressed, they were all like, well, let's go get pasta now. We're done.
Yeah.
We don't really need to fight this guy. He's a joke.
Yeah. And the funny bit is that he was like, I'm going to power him up. And everyone's like, oh, no, he's doing the same glowing that the Atmon that just got Appyrized did. And he's going to get 1.5 on his own. And it's going to be really amazing. And it started to spin. Like, oh, it's spinning for quite a while. And all the characters were watching. And it stayed the same. I wanted it to beef up by I wanted it to go down by one.
No, I think that would have been funny, but it wouldn't have made enough sense at that stage. So I just wanted to say, like, as far as plays and expectations go, even I'm sitting there, like, the first time I went up by one, I'm like, okay, it's going to go by, like, 10, something really negligible, and it outdid that, and I'm like, oh, that's really funny.
Mm.
The next time, I'm like, oh, it'll go up by one again to 922. No, it didn't change at all.
Mm. So, no, it was funny.
It was like they sort of guessed what is the most, not most obvious thing, but what's sort of the expected joke, let's change it just a bit and make it still unpredictable.
Mm. And that's what I like about Atmon.
May, what are those doing there?
Oh, you noticed them? That's really sad. I gave you a present. So I gave Jay a present. And
what?
So I gave Jay a present.
What? What is that doing there?
They're yours now.
Why?
Because they're yours.
Why?
Oh, you did. Oh, I'm sad that you noticed them.
What?
I was gonna put them higher up, but like, no, maybe no, but they need to fit. So yeah, they're your present now.
Why?
So for those who are listening, I have given Jay the Atmon band and the Apply Drive, which are both still in their packaging. They're yours now.
Why? Why did you buy extra for yourself?
No, I bought them in the start of the year.
Then why are they here?
Because they're yours now.
Why?
Because I had doubles.
But why did you have doubles? If you already had them, why did you buy another one?
Okay, there were two sets. One came with the Atmon band came with the Apple Drive, and there was one with them separate. And I bought both because I wasn't sure
there was
a difference.
So you bought one with a set, and you bought the set, and then you bought them separately?
Yes.
This is absurd.
Because I didn't know they were different. It was a mistake. I've been kind of like wondering like how do I get you not to notice them? So I put them on a shelf now. Congratulations, you've earned Digimon merchandise.
No!
how do you like your first ever Digimon merchandise?
I'm leaving the show.
No, don't do that. Don't leave the show. So what were we talking about again before you realised
that... I'm leaving the show.
Favourite bits from Atmon. Well, you're the one with Atmon merchandise, Jay.
Leaving the show. Why would you do this to me?
I don't know, it was funny. We have a Digimon OC and now you have Digimon merchandise.
I'm gonna die.
You're the biggest fan of the show.
I'm gonna die.
Okay, we'll continue with the episode now.
You can, I'm dead. You killed me.
Well, technically I didn't realise that you would... I thought it would take months or weeks because you didn't notice that you had parts of a computer for like several days.
It was just in a big box.
Yeah, this...
It didn't say computer on it.
Yeah. Alright, so let's continue with the episode. Any more favourites?
I'm dead.
You're dead?
You've killed me! What do you want?
Negative bits?
That I'm dead? Don't look at me like that! You did this!
I didn't want you to do it during the show.
When did you put them there?
When you went down for dinner. Did you notice how I kept on asking you, hey, when are you going to go downstairs?
Oh, that's why you were being really annoying.
Yeah, because I was trying to get
them out of... To be more annoying!
Because I was trying to get them out of my bag so I could put the other stuff in my bag.
I hate you.
Yeah. Alright, negative bits of Atmon. Besides, you now have merchandise.
I hate you.
Please.
You start. I'm not saying anything. Okay.
I can't actually think of any negative bits. I guess it was kind of a little bit slow, but I feel like... I know I enjoyed the episode enough that the slight slowness didn't do anything. Also, I think I is evil.
Yeah.
The way that she was able to stop Offman, I don't know. Oh, there were so many cute episodes in this episode.
She's just kind of scary.
I can't think of any negatives. Besides, yeah, slightly slow, but it wasn't slow enough that I would say it was terrible.
Yeah, it was fine.
Because it was enjoyable. The whole episode was enjoyable. Even when it was slow, it was still like... Oh, characters are doing cute things. We've got Offmon, who is adorable, and we're explaining that Offmon is an offline game and prefers to be on his own. That was he's an offline game, and I really liked that. And there are all these, you know, really cute little bits with the characters, and you know, there's a bit about Eri, how she's saying, "I'm not going to punch you," and because Astra said, "Oh, she'll punch you," and then when Offmon starts to try to blow things up. Eri's like, if you do that, I'm going to give your Atmon ship an explosive punch. So, no, I can't think of any negatives.
And then Astra goes, see, I told you!
Yeah, there's no negatives.
Also, I want it noted that it very specifically shows you her putting her shoes aside right before she gets up on the table.
It's so cute. But what are the negatives?
None. I got nothing.
I can't think of any negatives.
It's a lot of neutral, I think. A lot of it, like, oh, yeah, the problem with the Atmon is whatever. And I think the Atmon duo is still really stupid.
It is, yeah.
And the fact that he can aptorize all the other guys' Atmons, so they're stronger, which makes the other partners irrelevant.
Mm. Well...
If he had all the chips, he could do everything by himself.
Well, that's the thing with Atmon, is you do have your paired buddy Atmon, but you can really put it in any app drive that as long as you have the chip. And that's fine.
But what's the pairing do?
I don't know. It colours your Appy driver.
Yeah, apparently. Because in every other series of Digimon, you have to say, okay, well, if one person's attached to one Digimon and they control their evolution directly, you need all the kids to work together. In this circumstance, if the Appy drive is what does it, then you'll need one person to do everything.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Like, you could all just use that. Maybe there has to be a relationship. I don't know.
Doesn't say
that. You're right. That is a negative. No, that needs explaining. They need to explicitly say... What is the difference between pairing? Does it make them stronger when they're paired? Do they have to be paired properly before they can be used by someone else? Is this going to backfire in some horrible way? Because honestly, both of us were expecting it to backfire in some way.
I did not think he'd get to apiarize Gatchmon. It should have ejected him. But like, it made the scene really funny that it worked. But like, from a functional perspective, I don't think it worked. No. Also, if it shows on their power bar how strong they become... How come Offmon's is still 900?
Because he's very weak and very small.
So is his net... But they're like, why are you so strong? But he's as strong as Gatchmon normally.
Yeah, I think his attack is really strong, but his power level's low.
No, but the whole point is, they're saying, why are you so strong? And which is referencing his attack, and they go, oh, I came out of a duo, so I'm stronger. But his power level should be able to reflect that, and he should be at, I don't know, 1350 or something.
Maybe the power level is just comes off as differently for different types of Atmon.
No, come on!
They have a different scale. You're right, no, that is silly. That is silly. That, you know, the other Atmon are so much stronger, but Offmon still has that kneading ability, which can just blow up
and
things.
I guess, there's two versions of this, right? Which is, A, Offmon is naturally 900, in which case he's being powered up and they're not telling you by how much, which is weird because it shows everyone else. Okay, that's an inconsistency. Or, he's naturally 600 and he's been boosted to 900, at which point you go, well, he wouldn't be that strong because he's as strong as Gatchmon is naturally.
No, you're right. Those are... Yeah. Okay, I agree with your negatives. So I'm glad we came up with two negatives at least. Favourite character? Mine's Offmon.
I actually found Offmon a bit annoying in this episode, to be quite honest with you. I actually began sort of to appreciate Eugen because he's probably not actually evil. Because there's more going on.
Yeah, no, Eugen's good. I'm looking forward to seeing more about Eugen. Miscellaneous bits?
I being scary, because I'm not really sure I'd call it a positive. Because it does lead to Offmon doing stuff that does look like he's going to off himself. Sorry, it was a great joke.
That was painful.
Because he swallows his own vomit, he goes boom, and his belly goes all big.
Which was like, adorable part, like his little tummy exploded. So cute. I love Offmon.
It's like Thea.
Yeah, like Thea. Rest in peace, Thea.
If you want to understand that joke,
yeah.
If it's a joke at all, get on our Patreon
and join in
at least $1 a month and join our Slack chat in which
join in on our self insert tamer roleplay that we have going on, which some stuff just happened and my gosh, I cried all morning.
Big things have gone down. Graviton and Bagman showed back up and stole an egg. It was sick.
Yeah, so yeah, that was heartbreaking and exciting. But back to the Athmon. Ooh. Yeah, I like this episode. Do you have any other miscellaneous thoughts?
No.
Because, like, I would like to know why Isis... I guess it's because she's saying, hey, don't explode my home, yo.
And then he does.
Yeah, and then he does anyway. And then they find another, door that we've never seen before. Because that was convenient. Which, I guess that's another negative. Like, why do we have all these doors that Isis does not know about?
It could have been locked forever. That's one way. The whole thing about this place is that no one's been down there... except for I.
Yeah.
And even so, maybe she didn't explore it a whole lot. She just knows it exists because it's probably boring. It's full of books.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You can do what you want with a secret hideout. That's fine. The better question is, are they ever going to explain why that would be? Why is there an escape route through the secret library to the river?
That's fair.
That's all you need to explain. Yeah.
Why are homeless people not living there?
Because there was a metal gate in the way.
No, at the back, I mean.
It blew down another door.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I was like, well, you go do that, and I'll fix all the doors. Yeah, exactly. That's fair. For my ranking, I have put this under the message that transcends time, the truth behind the Apple driver, and above Goodbye Astra, Dreamon's Nightmare. So this means that episode 28 is ranked 5th, so that's 5th out of 28 episodes, so that's a pretty good episode.
Deece?
And I would say, yeah, it's a good episode. It does have small bits that are kind of like, and it was a little bit slow, but it wasn't boring. It wasn't bad. It was a good episode, and I enjoyed it, and I love Offmon, and Offmon's the best character I've ever seen in my life. So next time, we'll be watching episode 29 of Digimon Universe Apply Monsters, and this is called A Buddy Cancellation, Gatchmon Runs Away. So that's going to be emotional. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube, and now Instagram. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate if you put a review us on any, like, iTunes or Stitcher or anything you listen to the podcast on. We have a website now, and you can check this website out to see our weekly poll and our upcoming episodes and our release schedule. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and also on our website. And you can start from as little as $1 a month, which will get you access to our listener Slack chat group. But higher levels get you exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters. Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon. Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to their channel in the description. Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong. Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube. Chuckmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Olato, who is at Hiro Olato on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own. Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildling64 on Twitter. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud. Chisai, who you can follow on Chisai236 on Tumblr. Corey Kyle. Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at debagubaragu.wordpress.com. Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy. Tom, Glitchcode, and Azriel McCool.
You can also make a one-off donation to our PayPal, which you can find linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Ergimon. Make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time, and Jay will now enjoy his gift from me. Bye.